KJAN Sports.
Our check of sports this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's take a look at high school sports yesterday in the girls' state volleyball tournament play. Semifinals held in all classes yesterday. Here are the scores. In 5A, Cedar Falls beat Linmar, and West Des Moines Valley topped Ankeny Centennial, both in three-game sweeps. In 4A, Dubuque Wallard down Lewis Central three in a row. Sergeant Bluff Luton took three out of five from Cedar Rapids Xavier to advance. In the 3A semis, it was Sioux Center over Osage and Columbus Catholic holding off Kemper Catholic three games to two. 15-11, the score in that final deciding game. Also in the 2A semis, it was Dyke New Hartford topping Council Bluffs St. Albert in three straight. Western Christian disposed of Grundy Center also in three straight. And in the 1A semis, Janesville beat Holy Trinity Catholic three in a row. Lamar's Galen Catholic topping Springville three games to two. Championships will all be held today at the U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids. In the 5A title match, to start the day at 10 o'clock this morning, Cedar Falls will face off against West Des Moines Valley. The 4A championship at 12:15 has Sergeant Bluff Luton facing Dubuque Wallert. In the 3A championship, it'll be Sioux Center facing Columbus Catholic. That's a 2:30 matchup. In the 2A championship match, Dyke New Hartford will face Western Christian. That's at 4:45. And the final match of the day, 7 o'clock tonight, the 1A title matchup, Janesville facing Lamar's Galen Catholic. Well, the Hawkeye 10 Conference announced its all-conference volleyball selections. And among the first team picks, three players from Kemper Catholic, Amy Adams, Kaylee Peter, and Kara Peter. Adams was a unanimous first team selection. Lewis Central had two first teamers, Catherine Poor, a unanimous pick, and Megan Holt. Sierra Athan of Red Oak also was a unanimous selection on the first team. Other first teamers, Lexi Petrie and Sydney McLaren of St. Albert, Sydney Craig of Harlan, and Clorinda's Lauren Baer. Atlantic had just one player make the overall teams. That was Cheyenne Elliott, a senior middle hitter. She was an honorable mention selection this season. Well, the state football playoffs got underway. The semifinals yesterday up at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. And in early action to start the day, it was Don Bosco disposing of Midland, the defending champs, impressive in an 80-12 win in the eight-man semifinals. Don Bosco will face Remsen St. Mary's in what could be an entertaining eight-man championship game. Remsen St. Mary's also made pretty easy work out of Fremont Mills yesterday, 51-6 in the semifinals. In the Class 3A semifinals, Cedar Rapids Xavier defeated Solon 35-7 to advance to the championships. And in the other 3A semifinal, it looked like a rout, and then it got exciting. Harlan nearly made one of the most incredible comebacks ever in the playoffs, but ended up falling 41-39 to Pella in the 3A semifinals. The Dutch got out quickly. They were up 35-0 late in the second quarter. Pella quarterback Ryan Gustafson hit Lucas Warner for a 16-yard touchdown pass with 2:41 left in the first half to give them a 5-touchdown lead as Pella was off and running early. Harlan was able to battle back a bit, though, as they blocked a punt, and Darren Schmitz and Brett Sears also teamed up for 5 touchdown connections as that comeback started just before halftime as they hit up for their first touchdown toss to make it 35-7 at the break. Harlan was able to rally in the third and early fourth quarter as they got to within one score as a 17-yard touchdown pass from Schmitz to Sears ended an 80-yard drive that included a couple of fourth down conversions, including the touchdown toss. And then with no timeouts left, Harlan decided to try an onside kick with 3:24 left, but they were unsuccessful. Now, the Dutch were able to run three plays, couldn't get anything to go, and ended up having to punt the ball back to Harlan with a 1:43 to go and down a touchdown. The Cyclones, again, were able to drive the field. They went 75 yards in only 44 seconds on 7 plays and were able to hook up again. Schmitz hitting Sears from 7 yards away for the touchdown. So they were down just by 2. And they decided to go, of course, for the 2-point conversion. It didn't go well. Harlan fumbled the snap, were able to get a pass off, but it was incomplete, and they were down 41-39 with just 59 seconds left. Harlan tried the onside kick. It was unsuccessful. Pella was able to kneel down and run out the clock and hang on to that 41-39 victory over Harlan yesterday. Now, today's action includes 4 more games up at the Dome. Class A gets the day started at 10:06 this morning as St. Ansgar will face Hudson. And in the other Class A semifinal, it'll be West Sioux facing St. Albert at 1:06 this afternoon. In 4A tonight, Iowa City West plays Bettendorf. That kicks at 4:06, and at 7:06, Ankeny Centennial will face Dowling Catholic. Iowa fullback Drake Kulik says Saturday's win over Ohio State was big, but the Hawkeyes are not feeling their oats as they get set to visit Big Ten West leading Wisconsin.
We're ranked 25 and they're ranked 5. I don't think there's too much to get big-headed about. If it was the other way around, then there might be a little bit of worry that we might be resting on the laurels. But, you know, we're the underdog. We're two touchdown underdogs. They've got our trophy and we're going to their house. So I don't think there's too much worry that we're going to fall off and play like turds because we went out there and did that on Saturday.
Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell says it matches two teams that play a physical brand of football.
I mean, I enjoy these kind of games. It's just another time for you to come down, come downhill hard and wreck shop kind of if you can. So it's tough though because they're a good team. Their linemen are really good. In the backfield, the back is, you know, they're shifty and they also can use their power. So there's a lot of things we got to be ready for.
Sophomore quarterback Nate Stanley is one of a few Wisconsin natives who will be returning to their home state.
More, friends and family at the game. That's really, probably the only thing other than it being a trophy game, for us. So I have a couple friends that play on the team. So, I think maybe just being able to play them and have bragging rights over them for a year. No, from that standpoint, we're just trying to treat it like any other game and, continue to prepare the best we can.
Now the Iowa offense is coming off its best game after that rout Saturday over Ohio State. We'll have that Iowa-Wisconsin game tomorrow afternoon for you here on the radio. 12:30 pregame, 2:30 kickoff from Camp Randall. A star receiver, Quintez Cephas, will miss the rest of the season for Wisconsin because of an injured right leg. Coach Paul Christ said after practice yesterday that Cephas had surgery this week. He leads the Badgers in receiving yards and touchdown catches. The sophomore was hurt during the 45-17 win at Indiana last week. Cephas finishes the year with 30 catches for 501 yards and 6 scores. Emotions will be running high on Saturday when 24th-ranked Iowa State hosts number 12 Oklahoma State. A win would not only give the Cyclones prospects of playing in the Big 12 title game a major boost, it would also be a big win for the seniors playing their final game in Jack Trice Stadium. Tackle Jake Campos was asked if it's hit him yet that this will be his final home game.
Not even close. I'm sure it will when I walk out that tunnel and, there's all the balloons and all that, whatever we got going on. I'm sure that then it'll hit me. But as of right now, we're prepping for another game. And I'm sure it'll change as the week goes on.
Campos says the senior class is enjoying the success that it's having this season.
We've gone through everything as a senior class, injuries, coaches, bad seasons, good seasons. So we're in our good season right now. So I'd say it's just, perseverance. We've all really come together, and we decided we've had enough, and we need to get this changed.
Receiver Alan Lazard says the senior class has displayed a lot of grit, but he says his main focus is winning the game.
My biggest goal right now is to go out and be able to win this game. I think it would be a huge, huge point in our season, just kind of solidify what we've done so far and put us in the best chance to go play in Dallas.
Linebacker Joel Lanning says it doesn't feel like senior day is approaching.
Right now, it hasn't even hit me, that it's my last time. It's a little different situation because it's not like the last game of the season, So it's like, okay, yeah, it's my last home game, but I got two more games after that, So it honestly hasn't hit me. But yeah, I think when we do the spirit walk is when it's going to finally set in. Okay, this is my last time, playing in front of these fans.
Should be a good one tomorrow. Iowa State, Oklahoma State up in Ames. That's an 11 o'clock kickoff tomorrow morning. Russell Wilson threw a couple of touchdown passes to Jimmy Graham, and the Seattle Seahawks added to their history of success in Arizona as they post a 22-16 win over the Cardinals in NFL action last night. And a couple of other local sports notes. The Logan Magnolia School Board voted to pass soccer as a varsity sport. The board voted 3-1 to begin competing in girls and boys soccer this coming spring. The Panthers compete in the Western Iowa Conference. They're the 7th conference school to approve the sport. Other WIC schools with soccer include AHSTW, Missouri Valley, Riverside, Trainer, Tri-Center, and Underwood. Also, Nottoway Valley cross-country coach Daryl Burmeister has been named the Class 1A Boys State Cross-Country Coach of the Year. Tri-Center coach, boys coach Dennis Jarrett and AHSTW girls coach Jenny Hamilton were given at-large honors as well. And we have basketball tonight for you here on the radio. The Iowa Hawkeyes open up the 2017-18 season facing Chicago State. We'll have all that action for you tonight at 7 o'clock here on the radio. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.